Okay, so Mishnah said, Hakol Shaykhtin. Okay, so Oif is not our sugya right now. Mitzvah that we'll have a lot about in the second parak. Shechitas Oif. The machleik is whether Shechitas Oif is the raisa or the bonus. Some say that b'chal there's no shechita for Oif menatayra. Machleik is, we'll see. Anyway, l'yineinu, hakol sheikh and hakol b'shechita filu Oif. Loyalam Shaykhdin Mantanam Rabbar. Oh, says Loyal, what's Loyalam? Says Rash, Hakal Bashkita, Valkimashma, as Hakal Tsarak Lishkai. Hakal Shaykh means everything needs Shkita, Phil Loyal. Avgab Loyal Bashkita Behedya, Lashkita Behedya. Still, the Mishnah telling me you have to Shaykh. The Mishmoy is not is that it's saying Lachayr, that's the Raisa. Okay, that's not our singing right now. Yeah, the Rashi speaks it out. Fil oif, says the Rashi. Rabbi Mish tells me, how come a b'shchita fil oif? Tony, how come a b'shchita? What's the Mish coming to tell me? That oif, even oif. Shemini mina, kulu mechada, the same thing. Now, the Mishnah is equating hakol b'shchita. Mishnah is equating shchita as oif, says the Rashba, with shchita as behema, to tell me that even oif needs shchita deraisa. Okay, that's an aside. So that's it. It's not how. So now, Lianenu is saying, la'olam sheikhna, man tana merabba rabbi shmol, in san yichyarche, v'shem l'kechas gevulcha, Kashadiba Lucha Bamarta Oichla Basa. This is the parasha in Dvarim Beis. Is it Chumashim Eishas? That the Torah's Matir Basa Taiba. Basa Torah's Matir Basa Taiba. The Shmuel says, what's the Basa telling me? Says Rashi. Man tana masnis in itzuch leil lemeimer. The Yisrael mutarim lishcha galecha. What's the chiddush over here? La'olam, right? La'olam Yisrael. What's la'olam? You're always allowed to eat. You're always allowed to shech. Shkayach. There's a parasha shechitin tara. So of course you're allowed to shech la'olam. What's the chiddush of La'olam? Says the Gemara, telling me Rabbi Shmuel. They're telling Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi. V'atani le'reisha, ha'kal shaykhtin la'suyi, kal ha'anach, la'tzikhin la'suyi. Shemun l'shchita, lishchak, k'ayin kusi, mum, v'atam, v'chum, we had the first Mishnah, and the first Mishnah told me to marb everything. L'hat l'basat ha'yev, k'shi yevoyu la'aretz, yuchu lech l'basat l'tavasan, b'loy shem ha'krava, without being makravit, she metchila kishoy b'midbar, misha hukam amishka. This is important. Rashi. Rashi says that it was in the midbar was nesa basa taiva. When was that? What's called midbar? Yeah, as Ebi said this morning, there's two stages in the midbar. There's pre mishkan and post mishkan. So we're talking about the midbar. We're talking about before the hakamas and mishkan. And there was a year, almost a year, between when they left Mitzrayim and they actually put up the Mishkan. Left Mitzrayim when? Tezvav Nisan. And they the Torah and the Egel, the Moshe made it going up and down the mountain a couple times, till finally in Kippur, Slach Levrecha, and with Stava on Asiyas HaMishkan, finish the Hanukkah, and then put up together until Yom HaShmini, right? That was the Yom HaShmini of the Meluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then they put it up. So he had a nice amount of time over there between the left Mitzrayim and the Mishkan. So when is it that according to Mishmal, Basa Taiva was also? When was that? So Rashi over here says, When was Bas Taiva Asa? When did it become Asa? It went back when there is all those matters. The Mishkan in the Midbar was Asa. When? Right away? From Go? Or only by the Mishkan? So Rashi here says, Kishoy be Midbar. Misha Hukam ha Mishkan. Right? Mashma. That before the Mishkan, Bas Taiva was Mutti in Virvishmal. Right? Oh, so what's this far? This far is very Pashit. As Rashi Neslan Basa Taiva, why? Rashi says, Ain't Chaim Lechol, Ella Basa Shlomim, while you shaykh the black carbon, the ancient chorus, the Xiba Pesma Mai, the Levi. Huh? So what are we saying? That Basa Taiva is also, rather, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to be the carbon. Okay? So before the Mishkan, you didn't have that option. Was no Mishkan. So Mela.
They just had mud and no tie before me.
Huh?
They just had mud. When was the Slav?
The Slav was in that period.
Okay.
So you see, he did have tie for me.
Right.
But it's the, you know, The mon betam steak, you know, doesn't quite cut it. You know what I mean? You want that steak. So meila b'chayy that now will be pshat and Rashi that before the kumas and mishkan, then ilu fevi b'shmal there's no iser basa taiva because you didn't have the option of bringing a carbon instead. And that L'chaira is also Mavon the Rambam, this Nekuda. The Rambam is actually more complicated. As we'll see, as far as how the Rambam deals with the Rishmol and the Kiva. Yeah, is there a Machlaik? It's not. Rambam seems to bring down both things. L'chaira is Aser, and Bas Taiva is Aser. So, that Rama has to be dealt with by itself. The Rambam does say, perhaps before the Rambam is a chiluk between pre Mishkan and post Mishkan. Legabe Basa Taiva. Okay? It's not beferish in the Rambam, but maybe that could be in the Rambam. The Rambam's like this: Kesho Yisrael be Midbar. Okay, Ram says that when the Jews were in the Midbar, they did not have mitzvah shechita. Rather, what did they do? They would do nechira or shechita and eat like the guy, kishar ha-guy. Okay, so here. There's a diuk, which I don't want to go in the Gemara, but the Rambam says they would do nechira or shechita like the guy. Yeah? So Mike is talking about Shmoyis in the Rambam. One might want to say, and some do say, as a real favorite pearl out, which we once touched upon the Shaila, I believe, where the nechira, where the guy need nechira. Yeah? The goyim that they don't have shechita. Does that mean does the goy have issen avela? Behemoth dies, the goy allowed to eat it. Yeah. So the Tosfos in Chulin that's how the Aleph, which says when the Gemara over there the Ayesha Tzadik when the brothers came, so they made a meal. And the pasuk says, Utvayach tevach v'hachay. Yosef tells his Mesharasim, Utvayach tevach v'hachay. Prepare a meal, shech the animal, and prepare a meal. Had the aleph and the aleph and the bottom. It says, Par lehem beis ha-shechita. He showed them beis ha-shechita to show that it was shechted. When it came to eat, where did this meat come from? What hechsh is it? Is it batz? Is it machpud? What hechsh is it? My son just said a good joke. He said, there are three things that Yeshiva brought from you without hechsh. What are three things? Whiskey, beer, and machpud. So, anyway, so, parla beis ha-shechita. Yeah, says Taisviz and Taimak. Dilmal and Es, and said, once Miriah, also they took the Gira Nasha. So, when was Miriah, the Gira Nasha was awesome. In fact, Taisviz, no, maybe they did it in time. Dilmal and Es, why did they do Shechita? They're not Mitzvah in Shechita. Why did they do Shechita? Elmai, because they kept Torah before it was given. So, what it says this, Parla beis ha-shechita. Take away the gid in front of them. Yeah? So, you see the gid anosha was also in B'nai Yaakov. That's the sugya over the pair of gid anosha. Whether B'nai Yaakov had the issue gid anosha, it was only late. Yeah? So, Frekai says, so what's the raya? Why the shech? The woman mitzvah on shechita. Elamai, maybe they kept the Torah before it was given. So maybe gid anosha also. So Taisus, Yishlema, the Mitkamer v'Hakem Mashma, the Blav Hakel Mystery. Hinami Par Beis Hashchita doesn't mean Shchita. Hain Nechira, she Nitzavu Al Nechira. Taisus says Nitzavu Al Nechira. The Mitzuba Al Nechira. What do you mean the Mitzuba Al Nechira? Why were the Bnei Yaakov Mitzuba Al Nechira? What is the Mitzuba Al Nechira? So there's a big discussion in Achrayim. And Ruchel Fischel Perlau in the parish on the Rav Sadi Gain, Nispach Ches, has big arichas about this. Nais Yanke, other people of that door, there's a whole discussion about it. And he has a psik to the Rav Kana that says in Parashas Noyach that a behema that died, is also to eat, even the Benayach. Behema died. You have to kill it, only if it's killed. Yeah, so Chayyot Tarius would be right that Tarius says that when Stav on Chir, meaning at least you have to kill it. Mehemet died, it's awesome. Mehemet died, it's awesome. Yeah, I the Chayyot is a pasuk. The Ferish pasuk that a guy's mutter eat the day. What? What does it say? What? It says. Lekelev, Tashlichun, right? Oymachar, what does it say? No, what? I'm sorry, you say what? It says, what's the pasuk? Ger, Asher, Bishracha, Tetnana, no, Oymachal Nachri. Yeah. Lesaychel Kol Nevela. Yeah, Lesaychel Kol Nevela. Ger, Asher, Bishracha, Tetnana, Vachala, Oymachal Nachri. Kiam Kosh Ad, Lashem Akech, Lesvash, Bechavimai. What does it say? Lesaychel Kol Nevela, what do you do with it? Ger, Asher, Bishracha, Tetnana, Oymachal Nachri. You'll give it to a ger, not a ger tzad, a ger taisha, or sell it to the guys. Your guys is mutlis lying in the veila. So what I say it's tabal on the chira. You can't eat a behemoth die by itself. The parish of pasuk. Pasuk says you'll have to sell the veil to a guy. What? It says in the veila. Oh, so you look at the targum yainasin. Look at the targum yainasin. Or not really a Targum Yainasin, Targum Yishalmi, whatever. Loiseichlon, like Baruch said, Loiseichlon called him a Kalkala Benichsa. When it says you shouldn't eat a Nevela, what does it mean? Don't eat a Nevela that there's a Kilkel in the Shechita. Tumah Nevela, you started shechting it, you messed up, he did the chira, he did the agrama, he did a chvesva, a drasa. That's an avail we're talking about, and that's an avail that's mutter to give to the god. So, akabanim, the one might want to be dying in the Rambam. What does Rambam say? When the Jews were in the Midbar, when it's not a b'shchita schulin, elo hayu noichrin, oy shaychtin, v'oichlin, kishar agayim. Oh, 100%. Very good. Says Rabbi Abraham, if that's true, the Rambam is telling me a big chiddush that a guy needs nechira and a guy can't eat a behemish and mesa me'aleha, then why is it tucked away if it's in a halach and hilchus shechita? It should be in hilchus melachim. If you look in hilchus melachim, Rambam talks about barichas, about the mitzvahs that a guy has, doesn't say anywhere in those prokim, zayin, ches, tes, whatever it is over there, that a guy can't eat an aveilah. So therefore, you'd have to be matchik in the Rambam here. We mach, you know, the dig is geshmak and dir. Yeah, are you neichrin or sheichten? Yeah, by kishar gayim. So it's mashma that kishar gayim also need nechira or shechita. You have to say no, neichrin in the Rambam doesn't mean shechita, doesn't mean nechira. The din nechira means even mesa me'alel. No, Rabbi, it's a chiddush to say that. Rabbi Abraham, you're making like, you know, like, what am I even, what's my habit mean now? I mean, there's a sugi in the Zion, the Gemara says, Nechiros and Zuish Chitasun. It's not, you know, you learn our Gemara, you get the impression that Nechir is a real thing. Nechiros and Zuish Chitasun. Yeah? As we'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara. Yeah? So, yeah, but it's a chiddush to say, I'm forced to agree with you. Because the Rambam, the Rebbe's great kasha from the Hemel's Rotten Lock, and Rambam doesn't mention it. You have to say, Nechir is not that, it doesn't mean that it died. We refer to a behemoth that died also in Nechir, but normally, how do you kill a behemoth? You do Nechir. So, anyway, back to the Rambam. Yeah? So the Rambam again. The Midbar says the Rambam, Stavu b'shchitas, hachulin, eloi noichrin, oishechn, evoichlin, kisharagoy. Yeah? When it's tavu b'midbar, she kol roitz lishchayt lo yishchayt el shlamim. She nemar ish ish beis Yisrael, etc. Pesach haMoed l'mana sheyaviu v'zavchu zivchei shlam l'Hashem oisam. Av roitz lishchayt v'lecha midbar. Yeah, nechir is mutter. So one second, Rambam starts off saying, yes, lo yitz tavu b'shchita. Ella, what does Ram say, Shlomo? Are you noichrin? Oi sheichtin. It's mashma. Yeah, Gabi. What are two options in the midbar, says Rambam? Are you noichrin? Oi sheichtin. Like the guy. It's mashma, either nechira or shchita. Yeah? Shchita an option? You can lap dafke nechira, but the Ram says shchita? Yeah? Good. Ram says shchit, and then he turns around and says, "Mitztavu b'midbar shkol roitz lishchayt lo yishchayt el shlamim." Ram starts off. Hey, Gabi, look. Ram starts off. Shaisal b'midbar lo mitztav b'shchita. Chulin. Are you noichrin? Are you sheichrin? Vaichrin. No problem. Shalom Yisrael. Do whatever you want. You want a steak? Shoot that in between the eyes and then make your steak. Then Ram says, when it's tavu midbar, if you want a shech, yeah, you have to shech the shlamim. But nechir is mutter. But Ram just told me that they could shech or nechir. Then Ram says, then when it's tavu, you want a shech, it has to be a carver. Huh?
Maybe shech or nechir is talking about any type of meat, whether it's carbon or not.
But what Ram was saying, look, shoyb midbar, loin it's tavu, shchitz achulin. Ella, what did you want? Chulin, what you do? Oy neichrin, oy sheichrin. Okay? Then the Rambam goes on to say, then Rambam goes, ben itztavu, shekol writes, lishchay, lo yishchay, el shlamim. Shenema, we'll see the Pasuk Rambam, the Rashi can be done.
The lashon of shechita by nechira, just a form of Could the lashon of shechita by nechira when the Rambam says shechita?
I'm willing to be lav dafka nechira. You can't lav dafka shechita. You can't lav dafka shechita is a very clear halachic concept. Even Rabbi Abram would dare do that.
The Gemara and the Maskana, right?
Now you see, maybe you have Rabbi Abram on your side over here. I don't know.
Wasn't Rabbi Akiva more in the Maskana, the Gemara here? It was also sort of lav dafka the shechita.
What?
Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva.
By the there's Pesachim. Okay. There's Pesachim of shechita.
Rabbi Akiva says that Chirasim.
Rabbi Akiva was sort of saying that.
The Chirasim zui shechitasa.
And they also seem to be saying that the shechita is lav dafka.
When the Rambam says shechita, he means shechita.
By the karbanas, maybe. But not...
No, I'm sorry. Sorry. This is a non-starter. When the Rambam says shechita, you can tell me the nechira is lav dafka. Because that's just the way they kill. But shechita is shechita, I'm sorry. Are you shechita? I'm sorry.
So you can have a tiny rekiu.
Now what? I the pasuk says
shechita. Shechita. So how can Rekiu see what he says?
Starting up. First day of his mouth. Look at this. Okay. The Gemara says shechita nechiras is shechitasa.
And it also seems.
And that's mashman nechira. It's not. I think nechira hasn't been. There's a paris nechira, right? If anything, right.
But also, how does
okay.
What? Doesn't make sense.
Now, Elamai, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah? If we say like we said in Rashi, then maybe we can answer the Rambam. What would we daik in Rashi?
After the Mishkan.
There's two stages of the Midbar. The first stage of the Midbar, pre-Mishkan and post-Mishkan. Pre-Mishkan was saying that there was no problem. Basatai, because you don't have an option of Mishkan. Because only now you have Mishkan. There is okay, I want everything in Mishkan. I want Kabbalah in the Mishkan. Right? But before that, there was no problem. Oh, so maybe the Rambam made a shtuk of shekel. Ask him. But I don't see any other Eitzah. Not that I'm threatening you, but I don't see any other Eitzah in the Rambam. Let's say, like it's true. So when the Rambam in the beginning, when the Rambam says, and when the Jews were in the Midbar, they were not mitznav al shechita. So what does the Rambam say? What did they do? Noich and Reishaych. Yeah?
That was before the Mishkan.
Then the Rambam says, when it's Tavu, be Midbar, shkol reis lishchay, you should only shech shlomit. We can't shech chulim. Right? He just told me you could shech chulim. The answer is, before that, when the Rambam says, when the Jews were in the Midbar, that was before the Mishkan. Then, they were able to eat a shech or nechira. Once we got the Mishkan, Nitztavu by Midbar. Once we had the Mishkan, then Nitztavu. That what you want a shech? You got to do it in the Mishkan in the form of a carbon. So the Digan Rashi, I think, would help us for this Rambam.
Why doesn't it say Dear Rashi? Isn't it refers to the Mishkan the Gemara?
What?
Isn't it refers to
the first
says,
first
by the time
of Gemara?
You should have it maybe carve the Mishkan.
Not before the
Gemara. No, but the Gemara goes on and explains why over there was not allowed. Because it says carve the Mishkan. It says that why? Because it was next to the Mishkan. I mean, of course, the whole Taina, the whole Svara only works with the Mishkan.
Yeah, no, I definitely said the Svara. The Svara is very good. I'm not saying that Chiddush and Svara. But,
Obviously, that's what Rashi comes to say, otherwise the whole
Gemara.
He's
saying it's Mukhan the Gemara. Okay, but I think some disagree, but I'm not sure right now. I don't have there's some right number in front of me, but we have to be mindful a little bit more of that.
The theory showed that Basar Taiva was Usser before they get right to Israel. How does it make sense, the whole Nechira thing? It's also Basar Taiva.
How's it in the Rambam, you mean? Wait. The Rambam is a big mess as far as is he Paschal or Shmuel, is he Paschal or Kiva? The Rambam says Basar Taiva. The Rambam says Basar Taiva is Asr. Get the Shech. And yet the Rambam is saying that Nechira is Mutter. So, is he Paschal or Shmuel or Kiva? Both. Is it Machlok? Is it Shmuel or Kiva? Not that. And the Gemara, there's a part of Rambam here which we're not going to go into right now. We're not ready for it right now. Hashem, that part. Rambam, you're right. Rambam is a stira. Is he passing from Shmuel or passing from Kiva? Very confusing. Okay, we'll just leave that for now. Good point to make, make the point. Excellent point, but we have to see more of the sugi before we get back to that. Okay? The Ramban, all the pshatim, but that's mamash not for now. Okay? Look, Rashi right. Oh, so Rashi told me, Neslam Basa Taiva, She'en Yichon Lechel Elo Basa Shlomim, Rashi, Vimhoyu Sheikhtim B'loi Karbin, Rashi tells an unbelievable Chiddush, Hainushim Karas. Rashi says, if you shecht an animal, yeah, you shecht an animal in the Midbar, yeah, for barbecue, Yichayev Karas. Yeah, how does Rashi know that? The Pasuk says, a Pesach oil mayid lo yaviyay. The pasuk, not even this parasha that we're handling now. In parashas achrei mayis, Rashi says perek yud zayin. Over there is a parasha of shchut echutz. Okay, that's the whole discussion of shayim over here. You know, about this Rashi. What does the pasuk say? Adab Hashem Moshe Leimer, Adab El Aram El Baram El Kovin Yisrael Mat Leimer, Adab Hashem Hashem Leimer. Ish Ish Mibes Yisrael, Ashi Yishcha Shor Kesev Vayayiz B'machene, Oy Ashi Yishcha B'chutz L'machene, L'Pesach Al Moy Lo Yaviyoy, L'Hakim Karim L'Hashem. He didn't bring it as a carbon. L'fnei Mishkan Hashem, Dom Yichosh L'Yishahu, Dom Shafach, it's like his Ritzach, he killed something. The Nichras, he gets cars. Yeah? Okay, says Rashi. Where's Rashi? Yeah? What does Rashi say, Shlomo? Hashishchat Shar Kesev, Bin Mukdashim Gosim Vidav. Lahak of carbon. What does it say? Guy shechts. A Pesach Olam Moed didn't bring it. Lahakir carbon, Lashem. He didn't bring it as a carbon. Says Rashi, what are you talking about? No matter carbon, the Shchut Echotz. If you have a carbon, you shecht it outside the Azara, that's Shchut Echotz. Yeah? A carbon is supposed to be put inside. You shecht it outside, you chayek carbs. That's what Rashi says over there. Okay? What does Rashi say by us? What's that passage talking about? What do you don't know? Read Rashi. Nesl basa taiva. Shein yichayim lechol el basa shlamim. Nima yishaychdin. Rashi by the big wide lines. Nima yishaychdin. Basa taiva, yeah? Basa taiva. What's basa taiva? Stam. Stam flesh. Nima yishaychdin beloy karba. What does Rashi say? Hayanushim. Karis. And what pasuk does Rashi marshal? This pasuk, Pesach Lamayim, Lo Yaviyo, Yichayev Karis. So this Rashi over here learns that according to Bishmol, Yichayev Karis for shechting not only carbon machutz, even shechting chol machutz. Okay? That's Shittas Rashi over here. And it means the pasuk of Pesach Lamayim, Lo Yaviyo. So all the Rishayim Tumul about Rashi. Starting with Taisus. Everyone got their Taisus? I just felt that to get feet wet. Voice Taisus. Taisus says, Peter Kuntris, Yishchan, Mechutz Lamachne, Lapes Lamayi, Lai Viyai. That's the Isser of Basa Taiva. That seems to be the Makar, the Isser of Basa Taiva. Is what the Pasuk of Lapes Lamayi, Lai Viyai, Yichai Akaris. That's the mocker for Rabbi Shmuel, the bus time he lost in the Midbar. B'kasha. Now who crawled? Le'ayri, al-b'kachim. B'shchut v'chutz. But then, what are you talking about? That pasuk, you yourself in Chumash, you yourself, as I said, I'm adding that, you yourself in the Perush Rashi Torah says, what's the pasuk talking about? Meaning a carbon yishach b'chutz. Arsul is my pasuk taiva, too much shechni cholin. Well, my kasha. Yeah, that's one kasha that he says.
Well, that's speaking about dafka carbon and not
the pasuk on my carbon. Lack of carbon, Rashi says. That's the Tosafot says the pasuk on my carbon. That's pasuk shan the pasuk on my carbon. So you shecht the carbon b'chutz, you chay carbs. But in the midbar you shecht. It's not an animal because you want to make a barbecue, yeah, 4th of July barbecue, yeah, or Heir barbecue, whatever, yeah, depending on your persuasion, yeah. Then Rashi Bell says according to Shmuel, Yichai Paras. This is in the midbar. Oh, Satay says Mechteis is possible my karm. Okay, Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Come on, Nami the Kamar. El Rabbi Shmuel the Amar, Basatayv Itzelu, Tzivaayu Gufayu Mihavishari. Yeah, the Gemara at the end. That's why the one reason why I wanted to see all Gemaras built on sanitizers. The Gemara over there has kashas on Shmuel, kashas of Kiva. This kasha, which we saw, we just spoke about, right? So what does the Gemara say at the end? The Brinat Apostle, in part of his whole parsha of Basatayva in Dvarim Yud Beis. So it says, "Yarchem Hashem Kaches Gavolcho." Yeah, you want to eat meat, etc. So there is matter to eat meat. Zvachim Karkim Saimcha. Ach, Kasha Yachas. It's even I. You take what the Torah tells me. The pasuk tells me that this bus of time that the Torah be matter to me. There's no prohibition, there's no halachas here about tumah and taira. Mel, you can eat it together with the tumah. Mustaiva is no problem with tumah. The Gemara says, what's the dogma of something that's no problem with tumah? Tzvibayo. Just like you can check your deer, you want your venison, so you want to check your deer, you don't have to worry about tumah. You can have a barbecue, a tumah guy, not a tumah guy, together. So then Gemara, Bishlam Kodim Kiva, it's very good. What's the Pasuk telling me? As Rashi explains over there, the Pasuk is Mechadish Me, the thing I just told you, that you need Shechita, the Pasuk is Mechadish Me, you need Shechita. Like Kachins, you might think, the problem of Tumma, I don't know, the Havamil, what's it? Okay, the Havamil, you might have a problem of Tumma. So the Pasuk name, no problem, you know, you're shechting it, you can eat it like Tziva Ayo, which in the Midbar, you're allowed to eat Tziva Ayo, right? There was no Issa Basa Taiva, you're allowed to eat Tziva Ayo. Bit Toma. So Meir, the Torah is telling me, you know what? Now they come there to Israel. Not only Tziva Ayo can eat Bituma, you can eat all animals Bituma. All animals, you have to shech them, still you can eat Bituma. But according to Mishmael, Tziva Ayo, that's the dogma of what you're allowed to eat till now. According to Mishmael, you weren't allowed to eat it till now. Basatayv is Aser. So we're telling me you're allowed to eat Basatayv like Tziva Ayo. Well, what's Tziva Ayo better than Basatayv? Tziva Ayo, Basatayv. So you weren't allowed to eat Tziva Ayo now. The Gemara answers no, that since the Isser, Basatayv, very important Gemara, which we'll see, Mit Hashem, other Nafkaminas. What does Gemara say? Why is Tziva Ayo different? Why is Tziva Ayo different? Was more answer? What? Because it's not fitting to bring carbon. So mainly the whole issa, bus time of three small midbar, did not include tzivayo. Okay, it did not include tzivayo. Why? Because tzivayo you can't bring as a carbon. Yeah, and we have the yesh lavan, which we'll have to talk about. What about a baal mum, for example? What about a baal mum? Baal mum also can't bring a carbon. What about an oif? A bird can't bring from. There's no oif in the davar. We do have chatas oif and oilas oif, but not in the davar. Were they allowed to eat chicken or a dove or a pigeon in the midbar? So they allowed to eat slug. Yeah. Okay. What about a guy's an aro or a guy's tamek? That's a guy's tamek. Is he allowed to eat basa taiva because he can't eat kachem? Okay, so then this Gemara opens the Pandora's box over here. This Gemara that says that Tzviva Ayel is not a problem because you can't bring it as a carbon. So now that opens up a lot of questions, which we'll talk about. A lot of questions. In other words, is it a general rule that anything, in any case, any situation, where you can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, then it's mutter in basa taiva? Or is it limited of limitation? I mean, it might be a mum, an aral, the guy doesn't have bismillah, it's tamei, v'chulu, or oif. Okay? But now, nachzli inenus. What says kasha? What says kasha? So what do we say? According to Rishmo, it was bas taiva, was aser. Fetch teisvis, hapshita dahu kra le'ayri el bakar ben behema. So today is actually very sasum. Today is very sasum. Right? What do they say? What are the words of Taisus? What are the words of Taisus? I that pasuk of Kashiach Tzivayol is talking about behemoths. The pasuk of in Vayikra, a Pesach Amayel Levi'ai. Right, that pasuk in Vayikra is Zion. What does that pasuk say, Befei? What is that pasuk talking about? What is that pasuk talking about? Ash Yishchat, Ishish Beis Yisrael, Yishchat Shar Kesav Eiz. The pasuk is talking about. Animals, not deer, domesticated animals. Shar Kesav Eiz. Yishchat shor kesav ayez machna, v'pes lomay lo yaviyoy, then yichay karis. Right? So according to, so Fekta Yisvis, this is the way the Maram explains it, this is the way it's before the Rajba as well, that what says Kasha on Rashi, according to you Rashi, what is the makar for shute chod, for basa taiva? So what's the makar for Rashi basa taiva? What's the makar in the Chumash, in the Bible? They can't eat basa taiva according to Rashi. Vel pesach oyamoye lo yaviyah. The pasuk in Vayikra Zion, not the Varim Yudeis. If the makar is Vayikra Zion is talking about Shar, Kesev, and Eiz. The cow family, the sheep family, and the goat family. An isle is not a goat, and it's not a sheep, and neither is a tzvi. Okay? So therefore, in fact, according to Yurashi, what was the Havamina that the Shvinissa bust a taiva on a tzvi? The Gemara says, how can you tell me? How can the Pasuk tell me? Oh, you're allowed to eat bust a taiva betumah just like tzvi v'ayil. I tzvi v'ayil itself is bust a taiva, it's aser. Teretz says, no, don't mock her, says Taisris. Yes, that's true. Yes, Evan, what, don't mock her. Yeah? The Ze'ev doesn't go over there. Yeah, no Ze'ev over there. But the Tzvi, what says Emar, according to you, but the Tzvi is also Aser, Bastai. What's that, why? What's the Havamina? The Pasuk in Yikri Zion says, El Pesach Amar Le'Av, who was talking about Shor Kesav Eiz. Those are all domesticated animals, not wild animals, not Tzvi V'Ayel. So therefore, how can you tell me, how could you, Rashi, tell me that the Makar for the Isser of Abbas HaTaiva is El Pesach Amar Le'Av, which Rashi says, Yichayev Karis, according to Rashi, how could you tell me, that's the makar. If that's the makar, and it's Pasha that's only talking about Shor Kesav Eiz and not Tzvi V'Ayil. So what must happen here? According to Mishmal, oh, Torah said you can eat Basa Taiva like you can eat Tzvi V'Ayil. What do you mean Tzvi V'Ayil is also Basa Taiva? What do you mean? The Isser Basa Taiva is learned out from where? A Pesach Amar Lehevi, which is talking about Shor Kesav Eiz. Mexican animals, not wild animals, not deer. Yeah? So therefore, what was the Avami? It's true that Gemara is tired, that Avami, the bus type doesn't apply. You can't be a mock of it. But what was the Avami? The whole mocker is a Pesach Lamar Levoya, and Vikri Zion, here says the fair, Sharkas of AIDS. That's the second kash. That's the second kash. The first kash again is that Stam, the Pesach is talking about Kachin, not Basa Taiva. The second kash is that the Gemara has a Havamina, that Basa Taiva includes Svi Vayo, if the mocker is the partially a Perak Zion, there's an affairs, Kesav, Sharkas of AIDS. And therefore, there's no Havamina that Svi Vayo should be awesome. Yechaim, you have two kashes. According to Rashi, the Mokar of Basa Taiva for Bishmo is the Parsha in Achrei Mais, which says, Ish Ish Beis Yisrael, Asher Yishchak what? Shar Kesef Eis. Do you see Tziva Isle in there? No. And then it goes on, Vapes Mamor Loya Vioi, Lahak of Carbon, Dami Chashem, and Chayit Karis. So therefore, it's Pashit, it only applies to Shar Kesef Eis. So what was Mar's kasha? When half of the pasuk telling me you're allowed to eat basa taiva, like you're allowed to eat at tziva ayil. Betuma, I tziva ayil. Meaning was mashma that tziva ayil was pasha you're allowed to eat, right? But tziva ayil you also weren't allowed to eat. What do you want? Why not? Tziva ayil is not a shor, it's not a keser, it's not an eight. It's all down to me. That's why it's kasha. Well, very strong kasha. Very strong kasha. Point to Rashi, that's the mocker, we're very strong kasha. Yeah? Zoktai says, Diftai Zog, Nil Farish, Vidisu Kol Hatu Lehem, Basit Haiva, Daig Michlau, the Mekar Osar. My time with Daig Nam, Reb Kivash, Vidhil Hotar Lam, Basit Nachira, Vidisu Kol Osar. Taisha says, hello, you got it all wrong. I mean, other Shem make the kasha even stronger. That Hey, with the Gemara by us, yeah, Gemara Chulin, Zayin Yid Zayin. The Gemara brings down the Brisa, which tells me the Rabbi Shmuel's din, it tells me Rabbi Kiva's din. What does our Gemara say? What pasuk does our Gemara bring? Ki Yarchiv Hashem al Kechas Gebolcha, Kashadib Allah, Mamar Darkla Basar, and Teres Matri. So the Rav Shmuel says, let's read the Gemara. Like, Bal Kasa Elahatil and Basa Taiva. Shebetchil and Eser. With it, the Basa Taiva was Asa till now. Now the Torah is saying Basa Taiva is Mutter. Says Taisvis, in Ander Verter, what the Gemara is saying is, where do we, Hagufa, where do we know that Basa Taiva was Asa? Because the Torah is being Mutter now. But the Gemara doesn't say in that many ways exactly. The Gemara said it was also till now. Now the Torah is matter. Says Tais, that's good for the Malka, for Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara brings down Rabbi Shmuel's pasuk. What do you bring me sukkim from a different chumash b'chal? The Gemara brings down a pasuk. Ki yarchiv lecha Hashem l'gechaz gebulcha. Yeah, he said, I want to eat basa taiva. Yeah, I want to eat meat. I want my steak. Says the Torah said, okay, it's mutter. Says Rabbi Shmuel, it's mash only now became mutter. Until now it was asr. It says, that's good for the mocker. Until now it was asr. By virtue of the fact, the Torah says, now you can eat it. Mash, but until now you weren't allowed to eat it. This is the mocker. So, if this is the mocker, so then this is the mocker. You're not allowed to eat basa taiva. Because only now you're allowed to eat basa taiva. Until now you weren't allowed to eat basa taiva. So, you might not have me. Okay. What is anything you hear about karbanis? What is with the Mishkan? You don't know what is with the Mishkan.
He's arguing Rashi.
Yes. He's saying that the mocker, that basa taiva is asr, is good for this pasuk. Until that now it's mutter, vayistayis, till now it's asr. And you use nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? A yichayv karis. According to Taisus, the pasuk of Vel Pesach Amoy Lo Yavai, yeah, Lo Yavai, that's talking about kachim. Only kachim yichayv karis. A guy was over, he made himself a barbecue in the midbar. Yeah, he shechted a keves over there by Rashbi, Amol the Svar. Yeah, he's a shechted ganz a keves over there. He according to Taisus, he's not chayiv. He was Rebbe Nisser. Rebbe Nisser, but he's not chayiv karis. My time of dying, Nami Reb Kiva. So we, what's the mocker for Reb Kiva, right? Some show him even make a big point about it. Our Gemara. brings a pasuk for Rabbi Shmuel and brings a pasuk for Rabbi Kiva. Yeah? The pasuk for Shmuel that brings is Giachet. No far flung pasuk. And same thing, Rabbi Kiva. What's the pasuk for Rabbi Kiva? Kirchak Mechal Malkain. Vizavachta. In the same parasha, it says Vizavachta. Yirchak Mechal Malkain Vizavachta. Now there's a parasha of Shechita. Now you need Shechita. Until now, you didn't need Shechita. Why? The Chir was okay. That's the Makar. So same the way that's the Makar from Kiva, that's the Makar from Shmuel as well. So Rashi is very difficult. Oh. So the Rishonim answer for Rashi. There's the Rashba over here. And the Chlushe Ran. But it's a little bit of a different nusach, which I think might be the Nafka Mina. We'll see, maybe we get to Ramba. But, so we'll start. We'll start with the Rashba. Okay? The Rashba is down the Rash. Yeah, we start with the Rash. If I'm more like VI, Mary Chayv comes. If it's the Kashlo, that puzzle to my, it's for my culture. Puzzle to my culture. And also, why isn't anyone ask? I'm keeping from that puzzle, right? The word goes back and forth, right? Where has a bunch of Kashlo and every, you know, this pasuk, that pasuk, that other pasuk, like all the Gemara, bring down all every pasuk that we've read. Why don't we ask on a Shmuel from, you know, what does Shmuel do in the pasuk of Pesach Amor Leviya? If the makar, yeah, Chaim, if the makar for Rabbi Kiva is El Pesach Amor Leviya, that's the makar of Shchut Echutz for Basa Taiva, then what does it say? So what does Shmuel do with that pasuk? And the world can answer it. We'll say it's from my culture, like Rashi says. Rabbi Kiva learns out. Rabbi Shmuel learns how Basa Taiva, called Rashi, is also in the midbar, a Pesach El Moy Loy Heviyai. So that the Marsh asks on Rabbi Kiva, what does he do with this pasuk? And the world would answer, he took my kasha, like Rashi says later. Yeah, but the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara going, yeah, Gemara is very not child. The Gemara has kasha back and forth on everyone. So why don't we ask this kasha on Rabbi Kiva? Elamai is not the pasuk. Yeah. Okay. Oh, but then the Rashi has a medrash, which also the Ramban in the beginning goes fire against Rashi, but the enemy is not a medrash. He says, based on this medrash, we have to accept Rashi, and therefore he has to try to answer Rashi. The medrash says, "Rabbana Amri, harbi dvarim asar oisin kosh baruch hu, and many things kosh baruch hu first asked it, v'chaz v'tir, v'mokim acher, and then the Torah is makar." Yeah? What are examples of something the Torah first asked and then was makar it? Hey, that also goes baruch lishchay. Also goes baruch lishchay v'lecha. Liyisrael, atchi v'yano pascha l'mayim. The Torah asked you to shecht, yeah, and eat unless you bring it to the mishkan. Minayin shenelu pascha l'mayim loyvi. Maxim shav. Damichosh l'shul yeschay karos v'kan chaz v'tira shenelu mechal basat shecht v'chabasa. First, the Torah answered. Where did the Torah answer it? Ah, yeah. El Pesach Lamoy Leviyai. And then the Torah says, B'chol Masav Shecha. Wherever you want, you can check. So we see originally the Midbar's answer. Get there itself, it's Mutter. Yeah? So says the Rashi. This is Ferish Lagrashi. Ferish Lagrashi. We're talking about the type over here. We're not talking about carbon. The carbon war mountain. We're talking about Bas Taiva. Where's the Torah asked? And where's the measure bring it down from? A Pesach Lamoy, Leviyah. and the Torah is matured. So we see it. Pesach and Moed, Ben Rishma is talking about Bas Taiva. Yeah. So Mary Lo, we have to deal with Rashi. We've got a man. We've got a Chazal on the side. Says the Rashi. How came there a lily? The Farish of Yasha, the people who shush a Rashi. Yimasha Kosov, Kiarchiv, Hashem Okecha, Lomad Rabbi Shmuel, Shasra Lehen Taira, Mid Belechol Teok. Says the Rashi that you're right. The Gemara in Chulin is the beginning. The Gemara in Taiz is right. Rashi is also by the Taiz. Now what? Where do we know Bas Taiva from? The fact that it says that when we come to Israel, Bas Taiva is Mutta, Vayistah is still now is also. Rashi is also invited to that. Yeah, so where's Rashi coming? What's Rashi bringing this Pasuk of? Oh, the Pesach Ma'alei V'yai. Why is Rashi bringing this Pasuk? Teretz says, of the Rashba, there's two steps to the Drasha. The first step over Bishmal is, yeah, Ki Archiv, that the Torah is Matah Basataiva, Mashma till now is Aser. Memela, once I know in the Midbar, Basataiva was Aser. Once I have that already, I have that idea. Yeah, I know that. Where I know it from, because Torah is Matah, when he came to Eretz Yisrael. My son till now, it was Aser. Once I know that, now I put on different glasses when I read the Pasuk in Akramites. Now, when the Pasuk in Akramites says, a Pesach Ramay, Levi'i, yeah, you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, says, yeah, now I understand, until now, what's the Pasuk talking about? Carbon. Shech, Shudichutz. That's a problem. But now that I know that you were not allowed a Shech, even Chulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Bas Taiva was Aser. Once I know that Bas Taiva is Aser, now, when I look at the Pasuk of Pesach HaMoed, I look at it differently. Now I understand, Memela, that it's concluding Bas Taiva. Because if Bas Taiva was Mutter, okay, it's the Pasuk of Makach. But now that I know, I'm not learning it out from here. I'm learning it out from our Gemara. That what? The Torah's Mountain afterwards, Mechlan and the Midbar, Bas Taiva was awesome. You want to eat meat? Go bring a carp. So once the Torah is telling me, yeah, in the Midbar. You want to eat meat? What do you got to do? Go to Beis Mikdash, go to Mishnah and bring carb. So now, I look at the Pasuk of Pesach HaMoed Lo'evi'ai, so I say, so my Bas Chulin also. Because once I know that you're not going to eat Bas Chulin, you're not going to eat Bas Chulin outside Beis Mikdash, so my Pasuk says, Pesach HaMoed Lo'evi'ai, I understand, even talking about Bas Chulin. That's the Raj says. Mata Mela, Igli, it was this gala, the Hakal Bechlau, the Pesach HaMoed, Lo Yevi'ai. I feel the Ratz Elishchak Lecho, E'ef Shalai, Achi Yevi'ai, the Pesach HaMoed. We know what's the Lecho, if you want to eat meat, what do you do if you want to eat meat? You can't check now, what do you do if you want barbecue? Yavi Shalom, Yevi'aicha. Yilav, Dechziv, Ki Yarchiv, So Zot Rashi, even Rashi's Maida, that the starting point, the starting pasuk is what? Is a pasuk Argamara of Vakiyarki. Okay? That's why Argamara didn't have to mention. Because Pesach HaMoed is just Mela. That's how the Rashba would answer the first Kasha. We'll say his first Kasha. I had a Pasuk to Makachim. It's true. I leave it to Emes, Pasuk to Makachim. Once Pasuk Taiva is Mutter, then the Pasuk going to Makachim. But in the Midbar, Pasuk Taiva is Aser, and now we learn out the Chiyarch of Mar Gemara. So once I know that Bas Taiva is off, you can't shech Bas Taiva chutz for the Beis HaMikdash. You want a shech, bring a carbon, bring it in. So then I understand, Ki Archiv, Alpes Lomar Levi is even doing my Bas Taiva. Now, what about the Gemara in the Yitzayim? What about the Gemara in the Yitzayim?
It's still good.
What?
It's still good, because Ki Archiv is the main pasuk.
Yeah, Shechak Shil Kamar. El Rishmo Tziva Ayel Gufay. No, but Tziva Ayel. Do we know? Would we think that Tziva Ayel is awesome? That's what he's saying.
No.
Wouldn't be an answer. Why? Wait. The Gemara says it. Gemara says. Kudushmal, the half minute is your aisle is us.
Oh, it is.
That's a good question. I tell you that. I, the mocker, is a Pesel, I, the Pesel, a Pesel is talking about.
Sure, sure.
It is. Shark has a base. Right? So, Rajba, but according to what I said, it's good. Why? Because what's the first mocker of Rabbi Shmuel? What's the first slam of Rabbi Shmuel? Kiyarchin. That in Eretz Yisrael is mocker, and in Midbar is Aser. So Meila, Al Makalkas Basar Asur Asutaira, Koshla Vino Pasmalamay. Yeah? In East Asutaira, Fulchun Lishkai, Vilecho, Elm Kate Vino Pasmalamay, Al Makalkas Basar Asutaira, Koshla Vino Pasmalamay, Shokas Mays. El Bishmal, Siva Al Gufai, Niavishari, Hakama. In Isa, the Asa Tire, Afilu Kulin, Lishchai, Lechol, El Kedim Lepeskan Bayit, Alma Kol Achilas Basa, Asa Tire, Kol Shalim Lepeskan Bayit. Right? All meat that's not brought into the base meat is Asa Shech. Right? Now, some Sharkasabays, you have another option. You cannot check any meat outside the Mishnah. Now, what are you supposed to do if you want meat? Okay, so let's look at your options. If it's the pasuk in Vayikra says, if it's shor kesef eitz that you want to eat for your barbecue, give some to hay, bring it to Beis Hamikdash, bring it to the garden, make it eat it. But ain't a chanami. But tziva ayel, but you don't have that option. Okay, so you're stuck, so you don't have any medicine. You have to have barbecue, you have to have rib steak instead of no. Whatever, you make it up with the wine. What's the big deal? Right? But the point is though, that's why at least the Gemara didn't have Amina. That's why Gemara didn't have Amina. That you know, if the whole makar, like Tyson stood in Rashi, is a Pesach Amar Le'Avia, that's the whole makar, then the Pesach Tumah Shar Kesavei. There's no happening to Sharbat. Tzivaya. But now that we're saying no, it starts with Chiyarchim, and that tells him in the midbar you weren't allowed to eat anything. You weren't allowed to eat enemy. Right. So now we have pasuk that says a pesach on my life. So what's it telling me? That you want to eat meat, you have to bring a pesach oil. But any that's not pro Pesach oil, Yichayev Karis. Now, why does the Torah say Shor Kesef Eitz? Because Shor Kesef Eitz, there you have the option, there you have plan B. You have an option to get to eat it. But Tzvi Na'al, you didn't have the option. But it doesn't mean it's not Aser. It doesn't mean it's not Aser. Because the Shorish of Isser comes from our Gemara. A Mela gets carried over to a Pesach Al Amayi. Whatever was Aser in our Pasuk, the Nichayev Karis for in a Pesach Al Amayi. But in Shor Kesef Eitz, then you have an option. See, you don't have an option. That's how Rashi learns Rashi. See, the Rashi learns Rashi.